Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
By the world standard, he was a failure, wrote Bernie Mae. Even worse, he was a fool. What a waste, his friend said when he died. He had everything and threw it away. His name was William Borden, of the wealthy and famed Borden family. His family had made millions in the milk business back at a time when money was scarce. During his first year at jail, William Borden heard Samuel Zwemer, a profoundly moving speaker who talked about the great needs of the world of Islam. While Borden could have rationalized that by using his vast wealth, he could make a lasting contribution to the task of world missions. He decided nothing would substitute for the gift of himself. His goals in life changed. His values changed too. He changed, and evidence of that was the fact he gave away hundreds of thousands of dollars to various Christian organizations. Then he set out with singleness of heart and mind to serve God, depriving himself of even owning an automobile, which he described as an unjustifiable luxury. He rode a bicycle so that none might accuse him of being better than they. His goal was to reach the Muslim Kansu people of China, but he never got there. Detouring by way of Egypt so that he could learn Arabic, he met death only 4 months after his arrival. When spinal meningitis struck, this idealistic young man with such great promise was felled by the Grim Reaper and took his place among the truly great. Borden is not alone in being thought foolish. Another young man whose name was written in the blood of martyrdom, Jim Elliot, wrote the following words in his diary shortly before his death at the hands of the Alca Indians in Ecuador. Quote, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose," end quote. The same epitaph was hurled at another relatively young man who died prematurely and was buried in Egypt. His name, Oswald Chambers. In his youth, Chambers showed such artistic talent that he was awarded several scholarships in art to universities in Europe. Chambers, to the chagrin of teachers and classmates, rejected them. He chose to study at a nondescript Bible school in Scotland, where he taught and wrote for several years. Then, feeling what he described as the call of God in his life, Oswald Chambers went to Egypt as a military chaplain and died prematurely at the age of 37. Fully aware that friends and even family considered his career to be a waste, he wrote, "I am not many kinds of fools in one. I am only one kind of fool, the kind which believes and obeys God." Foolish, by definition, means lacking wisdom or understanding. And often a decision can be made in retrospect as to whether or not these who so invested their lives were wise or foolish. What some consider to be a wise investment of time and energy in light of eternity is very foolish. And what some consider to be foolish is actually a wise investment. Looking back over his life, sensing that he had missed God's best, Saul, the first king of ancient Israel, cried out, "I have played the fool." He had foolishly wasted his life. 6 words were found in the back of Borden's Bible: "No reserve, no retreats, no regrets."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.